Anne Hull.
John Behan's sculpture of the Flight of the Earls stands in stark relief to the wide expanse of sand and sea that fills the Rathmullen horizon. The artist has opposed two sets of emaciated bronze figures. The cloaked and hatted earls are poised on a gangplank, facing their people. Yearning, grief, and want are etched in every sinew of their outstretched arms. It is an evocative interpretation of the departure of the Irish clan chiefs in the autumn of 1607. They sailed from Lough Swilly, just along the shore from Behan's bronze, to the continent of Europe. Their power and influence on the wane, the ruthless statecraft of England filling the vacuum. There was no return for these illustrious emigrants, who played out their days on the fringes of the royal households of various European allies. In contrast, there is a tidal ebb and flow to history and location for many Donegal families, and in my own. There are comings and goings, generations reared away, but some returning. Working lives spent nursing in Scotland, or building the motorways, tunnels, and airport terminals of Britain, some reaching Australia or Canada, but always with an inner compass set for home. My great-grandfather left Gortlach for Greenock in Scotland in the 1880s to drive a horse and cab for a living. His Scottish-born daughter was sent back to the family farm at the age of 10, with her older brother, but without parents and other siblings. He grew up to work the land. She married my grandfather from the neighbouring Rathmullen townland of Kinleitra. Their son, my father, took his bride to England, where I was born. They returned on retirement 100 years after great-grandfather had left. I followed a decade later, and now my daughter, newly graduated, leaves Rathmullen to look for work in London. 5 generations, leaving and returning, a pull and tug that echoes the Atlantic tide around us, carrying us away, bringing us home. For somehow Donegal always remains home. This puzzled me during my London childhood. Why did my parents talk about going home for a holiday in the summer? I was aware from an early age that, in this sense, the house we lived in was not home. It was the same for other Irish emigrants milling around the grind.